streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week. Thank you for joining us. It's an I don't know if I could say it was an exciting night in the NBA last night. It certainly was for Suns and Heat fans. I enjoyed it. But fun show today. Nick Wright just joined us. He was great. We'll have Melissa Rowland, Fox Sports NBA reporter, in studio in just a few minutes and talk to Jonathan Vilma. The NFL schedule release is tomorrow at 8 Eastern on FS1 and NFL Network. And we got a little tease with the Week 10 Dallas Cowboys-Packers game, which will be, I mean, could easily be the most watched game all season.
100%. I love a good tease, though. Let's get everybody ready. You ready
for this? Yeah,
tease is fun. Teases are fun.
Are you a bad news or good news first person? First of all, you're the worst. The people that do that, you want the bad news or the good news?
Yeah,
why don't you
just tell me what you got to tell me? And let me decide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why pick? It's going to suck at one point.
Yeah. And then the good news is never that good. It's like, but
no.
The good news is, you know.
Yeah, hit me.
I'm your friend. Yeah. Like, okay.
I still love you.
You're
going to be okay.
For those obnoxious people to do that. Stop doing that, by the way.
No.
Are you a good news or bad news person first?
Give it to me all at once. Like, let's just like throw it all on the table. Just go in order.
Yeah,
just doesn't matter what happened and why, and then like what's the result here?
I'm a bad news person first because I'm hoping that this person that's wasting my time with the extra conversation at least has a solution for the bad news that they're giving me. The worst is when they're like, I have this problem and I don't actually have a solution. I'm just telling you about the problem and then I'm telling you something else that's not going to make you feel better because I haven't even thought about solving this issue that I'm bringing you.
But see, the problem and solution would be in order. So that's the, just give it to me in order.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, give it to me in order.
At least have a suggestion for a solution.
Yeah.
The Sixers got blown out last night, and Luka and the Mavs got smoked in Phoenix last night. And there's a little moment. I've been talking about the animosity in the postseason all week long, and I love it. I'm here for it. You know,
I'm all here for it.
Let me. How do I phrase this properly? I'm about that life.
Yeah.
So I love a little tension. You know, I'm not afraid of a little confrontation. And trash talk is great. It breeds rivalries. It gives fans something to cling on to. It's fodder for us. And Luca is known for complaining just a little bit about his fouls, and you know, maybe milking it a little bit when he's on the ground. And so Devin Booker took a little shot at him during the game last night. Here's the video.
Get up, boy.
So for our radio audience, it's Booker kind of rolling around on the ground a little bit. And as he's getting up, he says, Luca special. So taking a little shot at Luca there, a little subtle shot. And then, well, not so subtle, actually, he called him out.
Yeah.
Luca is walking out of the arena and says something about Booker. Here's the video of this. So he's saying it's easy to be tough when you're up. So they're trading shots here. Each home team has won every game in this series. So I think this series could go long. I think it's funny. Like I know fans of these teams are going to, you know, they're going to latch on to this. But I'm here for it. I need a little trash talk in my life to make things interesting.
It's one of my favorite parts of the game and being competitive. In any competitive game, it's a part of it.
Well, you played soccer, so did you talk trash? Because I was a huge talker.
I was the bulldog. I'd take someone down like that. That was my jam.
Oh, you
I was the enforcer. I was the enforcer.
Yeah, you and I would have had problems.
I'm all about it, and I was defense, so I was like, "You're going down."
Were you smiley about it?
Oh yeah. And I was smaller than everybody too, so I'd always get away with it.
Yeah. So my thing was, I was faster than anybody on the field. So if at any time I wanted to just boot that thing and smoke you,
yeah,
I was doing it.
Yeah.
And I was going to embarrass you. So your best chance was to attempt to take me out, which I'm going to pop right back up.
Which I would have done.
You would have. We would have had problems. The only thing is I couldn't stand when people would kick you in your leg, when they get you like in your thigh. Because I was a little bony thing. Like
yeah.
That's then no. You got to. I had a trainer once try to put bubble wrap when he was
running. No. Nothing brings more joy than bubble wrap.
I'm getting wraps before the game.
That's
he's putting the pre-wrap
incredible.
On and he brings a piece of bubble wrap. I was like, I am not putting bubble
might
wrap on my leg.
Onto something. That's
and he was
hilarious.
Like, no, like you have to protect this contusion. I was like, what is this going to do? I'm not a coffee mug being shipped to Arkansas.
Maybe.
This is not helping me. Well, good times. Soccer is fun. That's where I tore my ACL, so I will never be doing that again. But I like the trash talk. It's good for rivalries, and it's funny. That was really funny last night. All right, let's welcome in Melissa Rowland in studio with us. We love having guests in studio. The Fox Sports NBA reporter. And welcome, Melissa. She just got back from San Francisco. You were at the games 3 and 4 of Memphis Golden State, which is another series that has been quite spicy. Which I'm here for. Well, welcome. So glad to join you that you're joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be on the show today.
It's awesome to have you in person also. So that's fun. Okay, so let's start with circle back to what I started the show with, because I'm firmly in the Joel Embiid camp. I'm a Heat fan. So like I will announce my allegiances openly, but I thought Joel Embiid should have been the MVP. I'm not outraged that Jokic got it, but it does kind of bother me that it's a convenience thing, especially when it comes to statistics for the MVP voters. So do you think that Joel Embiid should have been the MVP?
So I was a voter, and I absolutely voted for Joel. We got to get him some bubble wrap for his face, by the way. Speaking of bubble wrap.
That mask is not doing enough.
He absolutely should have won, in my opinion. I think Jokic won, obviously, because of analytics. But I think that's a little myopic. I think that's a little narrow-minded to just look at that. There's so much more than that, right? How about his leadership? What he did with Simmons out all season was absolutely incredible. Also, just his play. He basically played well enough for both him and Simmons. I mean, what he did without him was spectacular. So he got my vote. I think he needs to get angry, Joy. I think it's about time he gets angry that he's not getting the recognition he deserves. And I think if he plays angry and says he's angry instead of being this sort of, you know, perfect statesman, I think that might help him.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Joel's personality is, though. Like, he's a lovable guy, and he's an emotional guy. Like, we saw it when they lost on the Kawhi shot, and people were critical of him then, too. And it's like, no, I want someone who cares. Like, the one thing you can say about Joel Embiid is that he definitely cares. Like, what happened last night was, it's kind of an exhibition. What felt like there wasn't a whole lot of juice for the rest of the team, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to put that on Joel Embiid. Like, he's earned enough sweat equity that I know Joel is out there trying.
Oh, absolutely. And the problem with the 76ers right now is everything is on Joel. And he's carried the team all season, but now he has a broken face. I mean, poor guy. When you saw him go down yesterday after getting the ball slammed in his face and he's crying and he's writhing around in pain. I mean, he needs some help out there. And I think what he's doing is pretty darn courageous.
And he's probably not going to get that from James Harden. So we obviously saw a big performance from him. And then he goes back to Miami. Miami James Harden has a couple other things in the schedule. He's got to fit in around shoot around and other such things. So he's not the same guy there. And now I picked the Heat to win the championship, so obviously I think they're moving on. But do you anticipate we could possibly get another performance like that game four performance from James Harden? Or is it just as the wind blows with him at this point?
He's been so inconsistent, Joy, and I think that's the problem with him. I think defenses know that too. They're, you know, slacking off of him. They're not having to guard him like they had in the past. He has his worst shooting percentage this year of his entire career. Mm. I think for that team to do well, he really needs to step up. But the problem is he just can't. And I think you've been blaming the cast around him for the past couple of seasons. He constantly wants to switch teams. But at a certain point, he needs to look in the mirror. And he needs to say, it's not the people around me, it's me. And he needs to step up and he needs to perform like the MVP that he used to be.
So you were covering the Memphis Golden State series in person, which I feel like it's going to end early, I believe, but it's felt like a very, very long series because there's been so much that's happened.
Yeah.
But it's tonight. So obviously Golden State is up 3-1 and they play the Grizzlies tonight. They're going to be without Ja, which is incredibly unfortunate, but there's been some fires throughout this series, which I overall I've liked, but it has ended in some injuries. So how do you feel about how the whole Jordan Poole, Ja Morant knee grab went? Now we found out it's a bone bruise. People are debating that that's what caused the injury. From my personal perspective, Melissa, I am not going to say that someone did not get injured on something. I am not God. I am a doctor, but I'm not God, and I'm not a medical doctor. So I'm not getting into that space. If Joss says he was injured there, that's where he was injured. It's a waste of time to debate that, in my opinion. But how do you think that all went down? Do you think it was a dirty play? Have we gotten too far ahead of ourselves with that whole situation?
I don't think it was a dirty play. I think it was a basketball move, and the league agreed. They did not issue him any sort of suspension or anything like that. It looked like he was reaching in, and he maybe grabbed his knee accidentally with three fingers. It's hard to imagine that could have caused a significant bone bruise. That being said, I too am not God. I am not a doctor. But a lot of doctors have actually weighed in on this subject, Joy, and they too have expressed doubt that was what caused that injury. So it's interesting. Taylor Jenkins obviously, you know, was very upset about that and said that's what caused the injury. Ja tweeted that, you know, obviously he was very upset and took kind of a shot at Steve Kerr with his tweet. So there's been a lot of back and forth this series, but, you know, the Grizzlies are in big trouble without Ja, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will say that last game, I had a lot of respect for that roster and what they did. Obviously, some of the guys were really struggling, but they were in control of the game until the very end. But then Golden State is a championship team. They have championship experience, so they're not going to be scared even if they're down. And the way that they can shoot, just like that, they're back in it. We're talking to Melissa Rowland here in studio with us, Fox Sports NBA reporter. So Draymond Green, obviously, has been a big voice for a long time. And I love his personality. I'm a big fan of villains. Colin doesn't think he's a villain. I think he is. It's not always a bad thing. He can also be, he's like a jolly villain. He's not like an evil villain. He's like a happy villain. Like, you're like, I kind of like this guy. I think I might side with him every once in a while. The hero's kind of corny. But has he become the biggest voice in the NBA outside of someone like LeBron?
You know, I actually really think he has. And I recently had an exclusive interview with him about this. And he told me that he's getting told all the time that he has the biggest voice in the NBA besides LeBron. And he called that kind of a pinch me moment for him. And that's because he's been using his podcast all the time. He goes on TNT. And it's interesting because he's not afraid, Joy. He, obviously, in order to be successful on TNT, in order to have a podcast that people listen to, you have to be critical of guys. And that's hard when you're then facing guys on the court. But he's unafraid of doing that. And I asked him if he's ever regretted anything he said. And he said unequivocally no. He said he stands by everything he says. And he said a lot of controversial things in this series too. But I think that's what makes him so fascinating. That's what makes him a great leader. He's the heart and soul of the Warriors on and off the court.
Do you think that, I mean, they haven't been completely consistent, have the Warriors, but they are winning, and that's scary because we've seen them do this before. Do you think that they are at a championship level right now? Because they are beating the Grizzlies, and I think that they will close it out tonight, but they're doing it with, like, they're doing that to a team without their best player. So it's not a knock on them. I love the Warriors. Everyone calm down, relax. But they are doing it against a team that's not, that doesn't have their best player. So are they at that level right now? Are they playing at that level?
I think the only thing that can get in the Warriors' way is the Warriors. And we saw that against the Grizzlies last game. It wasn't that the Grizzlies had this spectacular game and the Warriors were, you know, struggling to keep up. The Warriors just played horribly until Steph went nuts in the fourth quarter, scoring 18 points and, you know, eight free throws in the last 45 seconds. But I think the Warriors absolutely could play championship ball. And I think the reason is because Steph is just so unafraid. You know, he just doesn't get upset if he's having a horrible shooting night. You can always count on him still going. And in the fourth quarter, more times than not, he's going to explode. I mean, these guys just have such a confidence in themselves, such a belief. I mean, they went to the NBA Finals five straight seasons, won three championships, then missed the playoffs the last two seasons. Enjoy. I think that whetted their appetite. This team wants to get to the mountaintop again.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the missing the playoffs kind of changed things. And I believe if they win the championship this year, they are now officially a dynasty because they've won one. They would have won one pre-KD with KD and then recovered from the loss of KD to win one again, which would be really tremendous. That puts them in a different category when we're talking about all-time great teams, which obviously they have the best regular season record already under their belt. We're talking to Melissa Rowland, Fox Sports NBA reporter, here with us in studio on The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd. So I don't know how much you heard of me talking about Luka and Booker taking shots at each other before you came on. I love it. I'm here for it. I like a little bit of trash talk. I think it makes it spicy. It makes it fun. I'm all for, you know, the non-trash talk games as well. But, you know, I think it gives fans something to cling on to. It develops the story a little bit when there is an understanding that these guys are not friends right now. Yeah. What did you make of Luka and Booker exchanging little jabs last night?
I enjoyed it. I think these teams genuinely do not like each other. Mm. And this series is honestly really fun too, because the Suns and the Mavs both look like completely different teams when they're at home and when they're away. And when you saw Book kind of pull that Luka antic yesterday, it's funny because as a viewer, and I'm sure his teammates, and I'm sure poor Monty Williams got scared for a second, because you see the guy lying on the floor face down and you're like, no, don't tell me that the Suns MVP is injured.
Right.
And what got me was then his little like sly smile. What I wonder, Joy, is did he plan that? Like, you know, did he walk into that game thinking I'm going to pull this, or was he just lying on the court after that foul and thinking I'm going to ham this up and I'm going to take a shot at Luka right now?
It felt like a spontaneous moment.
Yeah.
I got to imagine it was spontaneous because, I mean, why are you looking for a reason to be laying on the floor also? but I do like it. I think it's fun. So we talked a lot about this. You're speaking of how this series has gone as well and the animosity. Obviously, there was an incident with Chris Paul's family. I am very much on the side of don't touch people without their consent, but I don't know. It's wild. It's a wild opinion these days. But Monty Williams had a suggestion. I have a lot of respect for Monty. I think he's done an honestly miraculous job with the Phoenix Suns, considering their ownership and the structure of that building for years, that he and James Jones have been able to come in there and do that, which we'll get to in a second. But did you agree with him about the family section? Because you go to these games, you're around these fans, you're in these environments, you know how hostile it is, and also how intimate it is. Do you think that that's something that's an actual realistic suggestion for the NBA?
I actually really do agree. And the reason why is you've seen fans messing with players, and there's a lot of barriers there. Like, you've seen Trey get spat on. You've seen all of these inappropriate instances. And with families, there's no barriers. they're sitting courtside. They're sitting right among the fans. And so if a fan wants to mess with them, if a fan wants to, as what happened in Chris Paul's family case, give unwarranted, unwanted hugs, I mean, they don't have a lot of protection there. And that's a scary thing.
I agree with you there. I just don't know how logistically, I'm a big logistics nerd. I don't know how logistically you do that, because obviously these players pay for their tickets. Like mm-hmm. they may get two free tickets to a game, but if they have anyone else coming there and they don't get to decide necessarily where those tickets are, to your point, they're in the stand somewhere. So if they want their family in a particular section, they have to pay for that. Suites are very expensive, in case you guys don't know. So you're not going to put your family in a suite every single game if they are going to come. There's a lot of games in the NBA. So, and how many, like how many family members are you allowed right. to then bring? Like there, it then becomes a bit of a logistics issue, and they are trying to make money off of these tickets. Again, my solution is don't touch other people without their consent. But again, that's like a wild thing, especially when people are drinking, and somehow that's an excuse as well, which I don't understand. But we're talking to Melissa Rowland, Fox Sports NBA reporter. Speaking of Monty, obviously coach of the year, has done an unbelievable job. What is your opinion of what Monty has done with the Phoenix Suns?
An absolutely incredible job. I voted for him last year. I voted for him this year. Monty has instilled a belief in this team. He took a team that last season wasn't even expected to make the playoffs and went all the way to the NBA Finals. And that's because of Monty. You talk to any of these guys and they talk about this, the catchphrases that he says. And he just has instilled all of these guys with the confidence in themselves that's, you know, unbreakable.
I think it's tremendous, especially when you consider the fact that he walked into a completely dysfunctional situation that was flying through coaches and was not the most stable organization in the league. And what's more important is that owner is still there, and they're doing this in spite of his presence still being there. And I think that speaks to the type of men that James Jones and Monty Williams are, that they were able to come in there and just kind of blanket that and put a stop to the meddling and all the chaos that was going on with the Phoenix Suns. I think they're going to end up winning this series, despite how it's gone back and forth. But they are capable of winning a road game. But either way, that game six is going to be tremendous. And now we have a little extra trash talk spice on top of it. thank you so much for coming in studio. It was so great to meet you and have you on. We'll have you on again. And great work covering the NBA. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. And you were correct about the MVP.
Thank you so much, Joy. I really enjoyed being on.
I love when a voter agrees with me. Melissa Rowland, Fox Sports NBA reporter. Make sure you follow her on social media and check out her work. And where can everyone read your Draymond Green story?
FoxSports.com.
Perfect. So check that out on FoxSports.com. Coming up next, we'll get to Alex Curry with the news and some more thoughts on the NIL. Finally, a coach I agree with.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
A new NFL season is on its way, and every game will be revealed at the 2022 NFL schedule release live tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and NFL Network. But we already know one game, Week 10 on Fox. Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys will travel up to Lambeau Field to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. The game is such big news, Joy. It made it on a billboard in Times Square.
Very nice.
Right?
I like Times Square.
There's something magical and special about it.
Yeah.
As someone, I haven't spent a ton of time in New York, but when you do, it's just like, wow.
It's bright.
It's New York.
It looks like it does.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm in New York now. I'm sure New Yorkers think it's very...
Touristy?
Touristy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what? I'm in on touristy things, though.
Really? What are we going to do touristy here?
I do touristy stuff all the time here.
What do you want to do?
I like going to like the Santa Monica Pier. That's very touristy.
Yeah, but it's also...
That's very touristy.
I guess so. I mean, I grew up here. I'm born and raised in LA. So it was like, I didn't do the Hollywood sign until I went with someone maybe like 5 years ago. I was like, oh.
Oh, no, I did that right away. And then I sent a picture to my mom. I was like, I made it.
I made it, mom.
I'm here in LA. I've arrived. Superstar. This is going to be a great game. Looking forward to the rest of the schedule release, which is tomorrow on FS1 and NFL Network at 8 p.m. Eastern, and going to be very exciting. And then we're going to play win loss for every team on Friday. Just kidding. We're not going to do that.
Oh,
but I'm going to do it at home. Because I love win loss. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd. Let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Grizzlies announced that Ja Morant is dealing with a bone bruise in his knee, and he is expected to make a full recovery, but he will likely be out the remainder of the playoffs. The team has said they believe the injury was triggered when Jordan Poole grabbed his knee in game 3, but the league did not enforce any disciplinary action of the play. Now, that is up for debate if that was the play that actually caused the injury. What's not up for debate is how big of a blow this is for Memphis. Mm. And I believe if he is not in, they are done. And that's just how it's going to be. He is not only the heart and soul of this team on the court, but off the court. And you could really see that in game 4. Memphis led the entire game until the last minute of the game. They led the entire time, and then Golden State came in and just finished the game. That was a championship veteran team that if you're not playing well, you know how to close out. And if you don't have your star player, I mean, they have a great team. They've shown they can win without him. But in this moment, it's a big blow. It is the biggest blow. And the unfortunate thing with a bone bruise, the only thing you can do is rest.
Yeah, it's...
And you don't know how long it's going to take.
It's unfortunate. You want to see the best players available.
Always.
And the best beat the best. So having injuries like this just... It's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate for fans too. And yeah. And whether Golden State, you know, they're going to take advantage of the injury as much as they should. And that's how it happens. So it's no knock on them. But no. That showed you last night the value of Ja Morant. Like, yeah. Regular season is a different season than postseason. It is officiated differently. The energy is different. The effort is different. So while it's cool to talk about, oh, you know, they swept them during the regular season series, or, you know, the Grizzlies went 20-5 without Ja Morant, this is proof.
Yeah,
the regular season is important, not as important
no.
as the play that you're going to get in the postseason. And in that moment, while you've led the entire game, and now here come the multi-ring holding Golden State Warriors, who have been there, done that, who have come back, who have seen adversity. They're not concerned about no. being down at all. They're never going to change their energy. It doesn't matter if they played bad the whole game.
No.
And they go and get the win. And that shows you experience and being veterans and being champions. And that's not a knock on the Grizzlies, because they are a young team with Ja Morant.
Yeah.
But when you don't have your superstar out there, that is the difference. That's what's going to make the difference in the postseason. So uh-huh. it stinks. I mean, I don't want to, again, I can't get into arguing with people about whether or not that caused it. And
no.
Melissa was saying there's doctors
it's up for debate.
That think that that's not what it is. You're not inside Ja's body.
No.
If Ja says that's when it was the injury happened, that's when it happened. Was it a dirty play? I think it was. Would it have injured someone else? Maybe you can debate that. Who knows? Who cares? The bottom line is Ja is not in. It wasn't a dirty enough play that we can constantly point to Jordan Poole
no.
and say, like, had he not done that, had he
no.
not, you know, tackled him in midair, had he not swung and punched him in the neck, like something that was very intentional, like an intent to hurt someone, I don't think was what happened. He did an action that did hurt him.
Yeah.
Because that's what Ja is saying. But I don't think he intended to hurt him with that play. It's
no.
just that the outcome of that play could have been him getting hurt, which is what happens according to Ja, who I will believe because I am not God and not inside his body. But yes, to your point, you don't have your star out there. You're not going to
no.
be able to close that out.
It could have also been the tipping point. Ja's an extremely athletic
right.
player. He is flying through the air. There is so much wear and tear on your body throughout the regular season and the postseason. Sometimes it takes just a little something to tip everything over, and it could have been that could have been what set it off.
And sometimes you get injured on other plays and you don't realize it
or feel it.
And then something else causes
yeah.
that to happen.
Nobody knows.
Which just is sad. Why I'm not going to argue about
Bottom line, just sad. All right. Well, let's move to your Miami Heat, because they made it a rough night for the 76ers in Game 5. Miami kept Embiid and Harden in check while making nearly 54% of their shots in the 120-85 win. The 35-point margin of victory matched the biggest so far in this year's playoffs and also matched the second largest in Heat postseason history. Game 6 is back in Philly on Thursday, and the Heat will have a chance to advance in the playoffs if they get their first road win of the series. Honestly, Joy, this was hard to watch last night. All I was thinking about was you sitting in your room at home doing some, like, you were saying you were nervous all day yesterday on the show.
I
think you maybe put some sort of voodoo magic spell. You were talking about what Miami does to players. I don't know what it is, but this was a completely, completely different team and game than we saw the 76ers play when they were in Philly.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, I don't have to do anything. The city of Miami does what it does to
yeah.
people. You haven't been there
I've
yet.
I've never been, so I
so,
don't know.
It's a place. You know what? It's like Vegas without the casinos.
Dangerous.
You've been to Vegas.
Dangerous.
So it's like that.
Okay.
It's like Vegas with
late
a beach.
Nights.
Instead of the casinos, there's a beach.
Late nights.
And it's a nude beach.
Okay.
Well, not nude. It's a topless beach.
Okay.
There are some nude beaches in Miami.
All right.
That's another story I'll tell you another time. Yes, it's a great time. And some people fall victim to it. Certainly during the regular season, it
yeah.
is an advantage to be
okay.
In Miami as the home team. But that all aside, there was very little effort. And that was what was confusing to me from the Sixers. It's one thing to have a bad game. You know, you can excuse a bad game. You're not, the shots aren't falling.
Yeah.
You're not getting the calls. The other team is just shooting and there's nothing you can do about. They're hitting everything. But it just really felt like there was just, the Sixers were giving me nothing.
They felt
winded.
You're
giving me nothing, sis.
Yeah.
What is this?
It just
felt like,
yeah, no, it felt winded. It felt like a deflated balloon.
But how do you do that as a professional?
You're like, in the playoffs.
Your professionals
are
in the
doing?
Playoffs. What other kind of motivation do you need here? That's what was confusing to me about last night. I mean, Doc talked about it. Like, nobody had any juice.
No.
I can't put that on Joel Embiid. Of course Joel Embiid is going to be low energy. He has a broken face. Can anybody else step up here and add a little fire to the situation? That's what role players are supposed to do.
Yep.
That's what championship teams have, is somebody who can come in when the stars are down and give that little extra boost. And you just didn't see that from the Sixers last night.
I was hoping we were getting vintage Harden for the rest of the series, but it seems like that was a one-time thing. Here's a fun little stat for you that's probably going to make you feel a little better about your Miami Heat. No team has ever lost game five of a 2-2 series by at least 30 points and come back to win the series. Both 76ers and Mavs lost by 30 points, just to put that out there. Also, game five winners in the best of seven series have gone on to win the series over 82% of the time. So things are looking...
The odds are in our favor.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
That doesn't usually work out for everyone in Hunger
and they
Games.
Are. But... Yeah, that's true. But this time, it's looking good. All right. Switching gears. There are still some notable free agent wide receivers out on the market. Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, and Jarvis Landry have yet to sign with the team for the 2022 season. The Packers would definitely benefit from adding a veteran receiver to their roster. And according to Ian Rappaport, all three options make sense for Green Bay, and he believes the team will be active in this market. They better be one of the most aggressive teams going after some wide receiver free agents. Your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is the reigning MVP. He lost his number one plus other targets. Get the man some weapons.
Well, they did some drafting,
but
that's
not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's
not
a development
situation.
You have
no idea how they are going to be in the NFL. You can be great in college. It is a completely different energy, pressure,
speed,
size, everything in the NFL. And it's going to take an adjustment period.
Well, so it's Odell, Jarvis, and who else did you mention?
Julio Jones. So Odell, you don't know if he's going to be out for the first part of the season.
So listen, Jarvis, I think, would be excellent with Green Bay. That would make me feel better about Green Bay's wide receiving core. Obviously, Odell did a great job, but I think Odell fit perfectly with that Rams offense and that Rams environment.
Yes.
So he didn't do well in Cleveland, which is a wildly dysfunctional place. Green Bay isn't dysfunctional, but it can be very noisy.
Mm-hmm.
The LA Rams are not. They are a big, flashy brands, but they are not a noisy team.
No.
So I think Jarvis Landry would fit perfectly with the Packers. And I think he would actually be very productive there. He's a very solid receiver and a solid teammate and a leader and a veteran. I like that move there. I don't know. I just don't trust the Green Bay Packers anymore.
They just need
not
someone.
That I ever really did, but I've now just submitted to they're comfortable being good, not great. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I know plenty of people who are just comfortable not reaching their full potential and they're happy with that. And who am I to judge? You know,
but isn't that kind of, and again, as an athlete, there is a time limit on your career, okay? It doesn't last forever. So it is your choice if you want to go all in on the money or all in, I'm going to take a pay cut and get all the weapons around me. Aaron Rodgers chose the money. So you're going to lose your weapons. And again, that is your choice. No one is judging you for that. You have a limited time in your career.
People are judging. I'm not judging.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you take.
No.
Because this is what they do for a living.
Exactly.
But it does change how I speak about you in terms of being a possible champion. That does change. I don't have to assume or put you in the conversation with the groups or organizations that I think are going all in for a championship. And to be clear, I'm not talking specifically about Packers players.
No.
I'm talking about the organization as a whole.
Yes.
They are not an aggressive organization. They are not an aggressive front office. They don't have an ownership, obviously.
How can you?
So they can, but they don't. They don't. We've seen this. They've had two first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks for the last 30 years and have two championships to show for it. Now, they do have championships and they do have some playoff wins and that there's something to say for that. It's not that they are a bad team, but you're not a great team. And I'm not going to call you a great team. I'm not going to put you in that conversation with teams that are aggressive and are making moves and are giving that kind of effort to bring players in to go all in on a guy that you don't even know is going to be there next year in Aaron Rodgers. So that's the exchange. You do what you want to do. You do you. But
you
that
do
does. You doing you sends a message to everybody else. And the you do you for Green Bay is we like to be safe. This is our lane. And that's fine. But it hasn't resulted in many championships.
You got to win the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you could start with winning a playoff game at home as the number one seed. You could start with that. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Beat San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo at home. That's a good start. I like that.
Yeah.
That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
I mean, honestly, I don't think any team in the history of sports has ever gotten a bigger pass than the Green Bay Packers this year.
I don't know
if that was... What a colossal disaster of a loss. And we don't even talk about it. You've got Aaron Rodgers, MVP, number one seed, home field advantage.
Incredible season.
In the place where you would absolutely want home field advantage.
In the cold. Oh, no. They laid an egg. That was probably the most shocking. The most shocking loss for me last season.
It was terrible. The Cowboys wasn't shocking. It was astonishing how badly it ended.
That was
it wasn't as shocking because the Cowboys don't win playoff games.
Never seen anything like that.
No, I mean they've skated. I don't know how it's happened, but the Packers have not gotten anywhere near the criticism that many other teams
would have gotten for that loss, having the season that they did. And then having it end that way where everyone thought it was a shoo-in. It was like, oh, it's easy. They got it. Done.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, that's why I don't have them in that space this year. You got to prove it. Prove it space for the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, the MVP. That's Alex Curley with the news. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week. Kyrie has a new name for trolls I like. So I'm agreeing with Kyrie. I'm taking Kyrie's side. And also some more on the NIL and a coach that I actually agree with as well. That's next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week long. Kind of on one today.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, what do, you know,
we've
what
seen
do?
Spicy playoff games. We're getting spicy joy. It's right on par.
There's many versions of joy. Usually the public version is usually spicy. So that's what you're going to get today. Nick Wright joined us earlier. Melissa Rowland in studio, Fox Sports NBA reporter. Talked to Draymond Green, has an excellent piece on FoxSports.com. Go check that out. Jonathan Vilma will be with us a little bit later. The NFL schedule is going to be released tomorrow. We got a little sneak peek. Cowboys, Packers in Lambeau. Week 10, so that's exciting, and we will get more of those matchups tomorrow night on FS1 and NFL Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. But as I teased before the break, Kyrie did not have a great season. He chose to not play half the games, which I thought was outrageous, but you know, that's his choice if he doesn't want to play basketball. And certainly the postseason performance was not great either. They got swept, so however he did individually did not matter because they got swept in the first rounds with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So they have a lot on their plate. They have a lot of things that they need to adjust in this offseason. And, you know, people have been coming for Kyrie for a long time. They come for most athletes and celebrities. And I'm sorry, I did not mean to say people. Trolls, specifically trolls. I do not want to classify trolls as people. That's way too much of a compliment for them. But he was playing video games. He was playing Grand Theft Auto on Twitch. And people were getting their jokes off, real original ones. And here is Kyrie responding to them on the live stream.
I'm like one of the people that ignorantly live out life that pretend like nothing's going on. Nah, bro. It don't work that way. Don't work that way, bro. Oh my God, Kyrie gotta be, oh, he has to be on something. You know how many comments I see like that, bro? Oh my God, man. He's definitely on one, man. I don't know what's up with him, bro. He's on drugs, man. Shut the f- up. Shut the f- up. Shut up, bro. I hear it so often, and that has even a racist undertone to it. He has to be on drugs. This woke black guy has to be on drugs.
There's another clip where he is talking about how they're saying, like, you know, oh, Kyrie, go home, and you're going home. What are you going to Cancun? You suck. What are you doing? And he says that they sound like cockroaches, which is a much better term, actually. Troll has become a little overused. I think cockroaches is more effective because absolutely nobody likes a cockroach. Trolls, like there's a cute troll movie. Mm-hmm. You know, people put trolls in their front yard. Nobody wants cockroaches around. They are the worst. So let's actually hear this other sound from Kyrie where he renames trolls, which I absolutely appreciate.
It's about so long y'all can say the same jokes. Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home? That's how y'all sound to me. Oh, what are you doing at home? Are you going to Cancun? Where are you? Are you at home? Oh, Kyrie, you suck. What are you doing? Oh, my God. Go back to Cleveland. Oh, my God. Boston hates you. Oh, my God. That's how y'all sound to me. Cockroaches.
No, Now, people are going to say, why is he responding to them? Alex had this opinion earlier. And people ask me that all the time, because occasionally, I think it's become exaggerated how often I respond to trolls. But maybe it's more than most people, so it feels like a lot. But I will occasionally sacrifice one of these minions to the internets who have something to say. And it's fine. I actually block people far more often than I respond to them. I can trust me on that. But I'm on Kyrie's side on this. They are cockroaches. Trolls is way too nice of a compliment for these internet vermin that exist only to talk trash to people who are far more successful than them. I am fascinated by the lifestyle of these people. I have to know, like, I want to talk to one of them in person, not on the internet, obviously, like in person. I have to know, where in your life did it go so wrong? I've been bored before. I've been down bad. Never in my life have I gotten to a point where I'm like, you know what I think I'm going to do today? I just have nothing to do. I think I'm going to make a fake account and I'm going to say terrible things to a stranger who has millions of dollars. That's what I'm going to do today.
Not only today, but they make it their, like, their job.
No, it's their lifestyle.
It's like a whole way of life.
I just want to know, where did it go so wrong? Because you can dabble in some things, but that is a real lifestyle choice, being an internet cockroach.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It's sad to me.
It's not sad.
I feel sad.
I don't feel anything
like
for
that.
Them. I think they're beneath trolls. They're cockroaches. They're the little things that hide in the corner of a dirty house. That's what they are. That people freak out when they see them and then squish them with all their might as to exterminate them from existence. That's what this is. You exist to say terrible things to people who do amazing things with their life. Yeah. Whatever you think of Kyrie Irving, and I certainly have opinions about some of the choices that Kyrie Irving has made. He is a professional athlete making millions of dollars, is excellent at what he does when he does it, and has had an incredible success in his life. So, like, there's no comparison to that. There's so many things you could do with your day. You could go for a walk. You could, like, cook something. You could watch TV. You're on the internet, so you could, like, watch YouTube how to videos. Those are fun. You could go outside and dig a hole. There's so many things you could do besides trolling people on the internet. It is an insane behavior to me. It's not even pathetic. It's a cockroach. It's a little.
But then on the other side, my take, Kyrie, you don't need this. You don't need any. Why are you responding? Why are you giving these cockroaches the time of day? You are giving them exactly what they are looking for. They are looking for a reaction. They are poking you to get exactly what you just gave them. Now they know that they got to you.
Yeah, but there's only so much a human being can take of the cockroaches. Like, cockroaches are small, but if there's 10 million cockroaches, it's the cockroaches win.
Then don't have an open live stream.
That's fair.
Don't have an open live stream where people can talk to you.
I would side with Kyrie. These people are sitting around watching Kyrie play video games. So the win still goes to Kyrie, in my opinion. Joy Taylor and Alex Curry in for Colin Cowherd all week. He is in Italy enjoying vacation. The NFL schedule is out. We'll talk to Jonathan Vilma. Well, not yet. It will be out Thursday, but we have some games we'll discuss with Vilma coming up next on The Herd.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.